Sadness and depression are not the will of God for your life. You can be free from the bondage that holds you in a dark place. Hear more from Gloria Copeland on today's Believer's Voice of Victory and find your freedom through God's love for you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. I'm glad you're here today. We're talking about walking in the will of God. We're talking about 24 things in one chapter of the Amplified Bible that will help you get in the will of God and stay there. And so today we're talking from Romans 12. It's all in this chapter in the Amplified Bible. Today let me just reiterate what we've talked about this week. The first one was dedicate your body to God. The second one is be transformed, be changed. Inside, outside, your thinking. Put on the new man. Number three was don't overestimate yourself. Don't let pride take you over. Number four was use your gift and give yourself to it. Whatever you're called to do, do it with zeal and don't be lazy about it. Number five was love with sincerity. This is out of verses. Number five came from 12:9, Romans 12:9. Love with sincerity. We're still on that one verse, by the way. And then we talked about hating evil from Romans 12:9. Turn from it. What fellowship does light have with darkness? When you get born again, go back there and hang out in dark places unless you want to be sucked back into the darkness. You've been severed from that. That's not your place anymore. You go to places of light. You go hang with people who love God. And the smartest thing to do is hang out with people who are more advanced in the love of God than you are so that you'll learn and grow from their fellowship instead of going back to where you were and let people pull you back into the darkness. So Romans, let's read Romans 12, nine. We're still in that verse. One of them was never lag in zeal. Be earnest, be aglow, burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. That means that you're on fire for God. Be on fire for God, burning with the Spirit of the Lord. Your desire to hear from Him, to walk with Him, to obey Him, to do the things that are associated with Him, to hear the Word of God. Be on fire for God. Now that's where we are right now. I don't think I covered that yesterday. Let's look at 2 Timothy. If I did, we'll just hear it again. 2 Timothy 3:14. It says, but as for you, well, let's go back up here. It says, wicked men and imposters will go from bad to worse. So the world's not going to get any brighter out there. The Bible says they're going to get worse, and they're already very bad. You know, in my lifetime, things that have changed, things have changed so much in just my lifetime. So many more wicked things are accepted by most of the people now that would have not been accepted years ago. But the darkness has gotten darker. People go to the darkness and they hang out there and they get darker and darker and darker. But you and I don't have to do that. We don't have to go to the darkness. We don't have to hang out there. We are not children of the darkness anymore after we get born again. The Bible teaches us that we are children of the light and we should hang out with children of the light. So this says in verse 9, I'm back over here in Timothy now, but we were it, hold fast to that which is good. This is 2 Timothy. It came out of Romans 12, verse 9. Now we're in 2 Timothy 3:13, and it says, wicked men and imposters will go from bad to worse. So it's not going to get any better. Deceiving and leading astray others and being deceived and led astray themselves. You know, you can watch famous people, particularly entertainers, and they do the worst things, the dumbest things. You'd think, why would they do that? Because of darkness. Now, you can't follow people that are in darkness and not get in darkness yourself. You can't hang out with people who are in darkness and unless you're ministering to them in the power of God, and that's not hanging out, that's ministering. You can't have to do with darkness and darkness not get in you. So this says in verse 9 of, Timothy, I keep losing my place, 3:14, but for you. It says, wicked men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and leading astray others and being deceived and led astray themselves. But as for you, here's our advice. Here's what God says to us. As for you, continue to hold to the things that you have learned and of which you are convinced, knowing from whom you learn them. So one thing that we do to stay in the will of God is hold fast to that which is good. That's what Romans says. Then Timothy says we continue to hold to the things that are good. We don't have anything to do with the things of darkness. We don't hold to those old things. We let those old things go away that are displeasing to God and ungodly. And we hold to the things that are good that we see in the Word of God that God directs us to do. And then it says in verse 16, 14 says, continue to hold to the things you've learned. Verse 16 says, every scripture is God-breathed, profitable for instruction and reproof and conviction of sin, for correction of error and discipline in obedience, and for training in righteousness and holy living in conformity to God's will and thought, purpose, and action, so that the man of God may be complete and proficient, well-fitted and thoroughly equipped for every good work. We continue to hold fast to the things we've learned. And how do we do that? By the Scripture of God. Every Scripture is profitable for instruction, reproof, conviction of sin, discipline. You can't live a godly life without feeding on the Word of God. The Bible teaches us that when we feed on the Word of God, when we put it in our eyes, in our ears, and it gets down into our heart, it's made strength to us. Faith is the result of that. We feed on the Word of God, and it becomes a part of us. Like when we eat physical food, we eat bread on the table. We eat it. We take it. It goes inside of us. It becomes physical strength. Well, that's the way we do with the Word of God. We take it, we eat it, we put it in our eyes, in our ears. We let it get down in the midst of us, and it brings forth strength. It brings forth faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith moves mountains. And so we have the answer to our situations in our heart. The more we believe the Word of God, the more we act on the Word of God, the more we say the Word of God, the stronger it becomes in our lives. And so we hold fast to that which is good. Now, every scripture is God-breathed, given by His inspiration, profitable for instruction, reproof, conviction of sin, correction of error, and discipline in obedience, for training in righteousness and holiness, that righteousness in holy living, in conformity to God's will, in thought, purpose, and action, so that the man of God, so that you and me may be complete, proficient, well-furnished, and thoroughly equipped for every good work. The Scripture going in our eyes, in our ears, getting down into our heart. The Bible says in Proverbs that the Word of God going in your eyes and your ears and in your heart is medicine to your flesh. It's healing to your flesh. I mean, the Word of God brings healing to your body. But the Word of God brings healing to every area in your life when it's obeyed. Because God tells us what to do. He says, this is pleasing. This is not pleasing. Do this. Don't do this. Follow these instructions, like we're doing, picking this chapter apart in Romans to get in the will of God. Our life is important. What we do, how we obey is important. So the Scripture is the key to a strong walk in the Spirit. The Scripture, the putting it in your eyes, looking every, I endeavor every day to spend time in the Word of God. It keeps my thinking straight. It keeps my faith strong. It helps me to learn and to see insight. And I've been a student of the Scripture for 40 years. And I haven't learned it. You know, you just don't get it all. It's supernatural. You can never get all there is this side of glory out of the Word of God. So it feeds me. It corrects me. It teaches me and shows me. Maybe it'll show me something in the Scripture, and I'll say, I'll realize I did wrong there. I should not have said that. I spoke derogatory about that person, or I spoke out of love, or I did this, or I mistreated somebody. So what do? Well, you're glad to see it. You're glad that you didn't miss that. You're glad that God didn't leave you in that condition. You repent over it. You plead the blood of Jesus. If you need to, you go to that person and make it right. You endeavor to walk in love. God wants us to hold fast to that which is good. And one major way we're able to do that is by Scripture. The Scripture, the Bible says the Scripture is able to give us our inheritance among the saints. If we don't know what God says, we're not going to get there. We might get born again. We might go to heaven when we die. But if we want to walk in victory, we've got to have a revelation of the Word of God. And we've got to have it over and over and over and over. Some people are smarter than others. Some people retain more than others. But I don't know anybody that can just read the Scripture one time and say, okay, that's it. I'll stay mindful of it. I'll do it for the rest of my life. No, you've got to keep feeding on it. You let things slip. And then you get into trouble. So, we hold fast to that which is good. Glory to God. Now, and we do it by the Scripture. We continue. It's an aggressive hold here. You know, the world's going to hell. They're going in one direction, and they're going there swiftly, and they're working at it. But we've got to be just as strong going toward heaven. We've got to be just as strong and adamant in our hold for the things of God. We can't drift. If we drift, we'll end up like the world. So we have to take authority. We have to take authority over our lives, our time. We have to make time to spend with God if we want to walk in victory. You're not going to walk in victory on your own. You're not going to walk in victory even though you trust God as far as you can, but if you don't keep the Word in front of your eyes, you begin to slip, and you let things get away from you. And then the first thing you know, you're back where you don't want to be. So you have to be strong in the Lord. Now, in verse 10, that was a lot. In verse 9, we got, let your love be sincere, hate what is evil, hold fast to that what is good. Reject that is evil and hold fast to that is good. Then verse 10 is number 8 in our list. It says, love one another with brotherly affection as members of one family, giving precedence and showing honor to one another. Here we're talking about love again. This verse 9 said, let your love be sincere. This says, love one another with brotherly affection. It's strong love. It's a love that cares about one another. And then, we are members of one family. Love your brother in the Lord like you love your brother in your family. You say, well, I don't love my brother in my family. Well, you're missing it there. You need to repent. That is your brother. You need to love him. You need to help him. So repent and get that straight. Go to him. He would probably receive you if he didn't. If he didn't receive you, at least you've done what the Bible says. Somebody has aught against you, go to him in the name of Jesus. That's what the Scripture says. And so we love one another with brotherly affection as members of one family, giving precedent and showing honor to one another. We talked about the love of God yesterday. It's not touchy or fretful or resentful. This means between husband and wife. This means that you're not just free to fuss with somebody just because you're married to them. You know, it's not touchy, fretful, or resentful. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Takes no account of the evil done to it. So what if somebody did you wrong? What are you supposed to do according to the Word of God? You're supposed to forgive. And you know what happens when you forgive? You go free. That person may have done you wrong, but they're going to be still doing you wrong if you're holding resentment. But if you'll forgive them, I'm telling you, you can't go far in unforgiveness, not in spiritual things. Your faith won't work. You've stopped the love of God. Faith works by love, the Scripture says. And so you forgive if you have aught against any. Isn't the Word of God amazing how it just gives you no wiggle room? If you have aught against any, forgive. Unforgiveness, I think, causes a lot of sickness and disease in people's body. Well, they did me wrong. Well, they did you wrong, but now you're doing you wrong because you won't forgive them. The love of God forgives. What if God were that way and He couldn't forgive anybody except somebody who deserved it? Heaven would be a lonely place, but God's not that way. God loves, He forgives, He always forgives. Well, they haven't asked me to forgive. This doesn't say you have to be asked. Forgive, the Bible says, forgive if you have aught against any. They don't have to come to you. What do you do? Well, you forgive them. You walk in love toward them. You let them know. The Lord may tell you to do something for them, may tell you to go see them, buy them a gift, take them to dinner. Whatever He tells you to do, you do it. You say, yeah, but they'll run all over me. No, they won't. No, they won't run over you. You're in God. God's in you. And God loves you. And you're obeying Him. Hallelujah. Love is so important. I cannot stress what freedom there is to walk in love. Think about it. Somebody does you wrong. You forgive them. And you go free. You don't have to think about it anymore. You don't have to harbor that resentment anymore. You have forgiven them, and you are just free to go about your life. But then on the other hand, somebody does you wrong, and you continue to hold on to that, and you think about it. Or maybe there are people that families have been in feuds for years. That family did me wrong. His grandfather did my grandfather wrong. This, that, and other. What's happened? Well, it's like opening the door to the curse in your life. Because you're not walking in love. You're walking in unforgiveness. You're bordering on hate if you're not in hate, which is evil. And so you're opening the door to the devil. Now look up the scriptures about forgiveness. And you forgive if you have aught against any. You forgive the way the Lord has forgiven you, and you'll go free. So love one another. Let's look at verse 10. Never lag in zeal, in earnest endeavor. Be aglow, that's number 9, love one another, prefer one another, and we talked about 1 Corinthians 13. It's good to look at that every day, especially if you're having problems in an area of forgiveness. Get the Amplified Translation and read that about love's not touchy, fretful, or resentful. If you're having trouble in your marriage, get on that love of God scripture and quit being touchy, fretful, or resentful and begin to give and to bless and to be kind-hearted, tender-hearted toward one another. Act on the Word of God and be a lover. Never lag in zeal and earnest endeavor. We says, don't be lazy. That is verse 11. Burning, aglow, and burning with the Spirit. We ought to be strong about our walk in God. We ought to be burning with the Spirit. You know, when somebody asks you, well, what is it that makes you happy? Why are you up and all the time? Why are you so high? Well, you should tell them about the love of God, that God is, you should be so full of knowing that God is your source and the one that's blessing you and the one that gives you peace, and so full of the words of God that they just flow out of your mouth to that person. Be aglow and burning. That's number 11. Be aglow and burning with the Spirit. Let's look back up here at never lag in zeal. This is verse 11. Never lag in zeal in earnest endeavor. Not lazy. Let's look at Titus 2:14. I don't think we looked that up. If we did, we'll just read it again. Titus 2:14. It says, He who gave himself on our behalf. Well, let's start up here. For the grace of God, this is verse 11. The grace of God has come forward for the deliverance of sin and the eternal salvation of mankind. It has, the grace has trained us. It's the grace of God that teaches us these things. It's the grace, the favor of God has trained us to reject and renounce all ungodliness. It's the favor of God that we learn these things about walking in love, about what's right, what's wrong. It's trained us, grace has trained us to renounce all ungodliness, irreligion, and worldly passionate desires, to live discreet, temperate, self-control, that's the fruit of the Spirit, self-control, upright, devout, spiritually whole lives in this present world. The favor of God, the grace of God teaches us to live righteously in this present world, if we'll do it. Awaiting and looking for the fulfillment, the realization of our blessed hope, and even the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's coming again. He's coming soon. Who gave himself on our behalf that he might redeem us from all iniquity. We've been redeemed from all sin. The price has been paid. And purify for his people, for himself, a people to be peculiarly his own. A people who are eager and enthusiastic about living a life that is good and filled with beneficial deeds. This scripture in Romans says, never lack in zeal and earnest endeavor. Don't be lazy. And then this says, for people, we're to be enthusiastic about living this life of the Lord Jesus Christ that is filled with good and pleasant and filled with good and beneficial deeds. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Conduct yourself, it says, in the last verse, conduct yourself so, and your teaching so that you command respect. People respect you when you walk in the light of the Word of God. People love a lover. You walk in love, and people will desire to be in your presence. You say, well, people don't even like me. Well, maybe you're not walking in love. Maybe you're not showing forth the fruit of the thing that's in you. You begin to love people. People are love starved. They'll begin to want to be in your presence. But if you're a sourpuss, if you're griping, if you're complaining, if you're sad and depressed, of course people aren't going to want to be in your presence. But if you're a believer, you don't have anything to be sad and depressed about. In fact, I'm going to pray about that today when I come back from this close. We're going to pray for your deliverance in that area in the name of Jesus. If you know somebody that needs help, call them. Tell them we're going to pray. Gloria and I are going to pray for you. We're going to pray right now. So don't go away, and I'll be right back.
Get ready to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with other anointed ministers from across the country and come together with believers from around the world. Join us at one of these life-changing meetings in 2008. Come to the Branson Victory Campaign March 6th to the 8th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Then to California for the West Coast Believers Convention June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location. Join us at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Then head down to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention from August 4th to the 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Come to the Great Lakes Believers Convention August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information on these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
Sadness and depression, they don't come from God. Sadness and depression, that comes from the dark side. God wants you to have the light, the love, the gladness, the hope, the joy of the Lord is our strength. If you'll get in the Word of God and you'll begin to believe it and say it, darkness and depression cannot find a place in your life. And I'm going to pray for you today, and I'm going to rebuke that off of you. Now, I want you to get up, and I want you to begin to praise the Lord. I want you to receive it, your deliverance, receive your peace, your joy. Study out the fruit of the Spirit. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Glory to God. Peace. We have love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, meekness, gentleness, self-control. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we all come to you right now. We come from all over the world right now, Father, in agreement. We pray for one another. Those of us who have joy and victory. We pray for those who are burdened down, those who have been under the gun of the darkness and Satan and sadness and unforgiveness. Father, we lift them up. Right now, I lift every person that's bothered with depression, sadness, anything of that nature in Jesus' name. I rebuke that off of you. If it's caused from medicine, I rebuke the effects of that medicine off of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If it's caused by evil spirits, I rebuke every evil spirit off of you in the name of Jesus. If it's caused just by a physical thing in your body, I rebuke it off of you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every wicked spirit that comes to lie and take over your life. Satan, I break your power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You loose this people and you let them go. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Just say that. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I want to just pray over your offering today as you sow your seed into the work of God. I'm praying for your abundance. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to meet every need abundantly. I receive that offering. I bless it, and I believe for them a hundredfold return. Cause blessing to come to them now in their finances. We trust you with our life, Lord. We look to you for everything in our lives. Thank you for the blessing of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah! We're walking in the will of God. I enjoyed being with you this week, and we'll be sharing more next week on the will of God, so don't miss it. Love you. This is Gloria saying, Jesus is Lord.
This is the year of fullness of blessing. If you'd like more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call 800-575-4455. As time ticks closer to eternity, will God find faith in the earth? Make sure He finds it in you. Walk through the open door of faith, victory, and power with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Step into your destiny through the word-based teachings of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Be encouraged by the real-life stories of other believers and so much more. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, transforming lives through the power of God's Word.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is Dr. Don Colbert and his lovely wife, Mary. We just finished 2 weeks of broadcast in how to go from wherever you are to fullness of health. And you don't want to miss a word of it.
Be sure to mark your calendars for these special broadcasts.